fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 3rd day of March. The prep tip today is to test your alternative power source. And I'm getting an echo for some reasons I don't understand. We have patient Wayne in the green room. My friend, my personal physician, Dr. C. Scott Huff, will be talking about the events today and health-related matters. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
All right. Well, doctor, before we get very far into this, what is the website you'd like to give out, sir?
Dr. C. ScottHuff.com.
All right. And what will people find when they go there?
Well, that'll be the landing page for people to, you know, get a little bit more information about, you know, the flavor of where I'm coming from. But it also gives them the opportunity to apply for a consultation. That way we can actually get an idea of where we're both coming from and move things forward so we can, you know, get help them, you know, resolve their chronic disease or maximize their potential.
All right. This is health related. The New York City Police Department has changed the physical fitness requirements for young men and women who would like to be a police officer in New York City. So the previous standard was a 6-foot wall climb. That's been changed to a 6-foot chain link fence climb, and now they've increased the time it takes to get over it by an additional full minute. Now, they're also considering eliminating the 1.5-mile run, which had to be completed in 14 minutes, 21 seconds. That's a fast walk. That's not even a run. So let's see if there's something else. That's the two things I see here in this article that they've changed or are considering eliminating. Fat boys and fat girls have a chance to become a police officer in New York City more than ever, don't they?
I feel more safe already.
Absolutely. And not that criminals are paying attention, but they have a better chance of outrunning a police officer who can't run, don't they?
Or climb a fence.
Yeah. Or climb a wall. Well, climbing a wall is too difficult because that would require upper body strength only, The feet can't help very much unless you've got some specialized shoes that can stick to the wall. But it's just another sign of the culture war and what it's doing to our country, isn't it, sir?
Yep, sure is. And it's getting sadder and sadder.
Well, I've been observing this for decades when they started integrating women into the core of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. All the physical standards were either changed to accommodate women who could not meet the standards or just eliminated altogether. I can give you one good example. When I went through basic training, they had a requirement, which makes perfect sense, that every U.S. Army soldier had to be able to pick up a soldier of equal weight. So a 150-pound man would have to pick up another 150-pound man and carry that man fireman's carry at a quick walk or a trot, or 1/4 mile around a track. The point being, if you're hurt and your buddy can't pick you up to where there's safety and first aid, you're probably going to bleed out and die. Well, since almost no women, there probably are a few women, but for all intents and purposes, there's almost no women who can pick up another woman of equal weight and carry that woman 1/4 mile around a track. So as a consequence, that standard was eliminated. That's just one of many, many examples of the degradation of physical fitness for all soldiers, Marines, airmen, and Navy personnel as well. I don't know how much of that you run into in your practice, doctor. I think because of movies and TV shows that pre-adolescent girls and teenage girls somehow get the impression, wrongly, many of them, that they can do the physical things that men can do. Was that an accurate statement, sir?
Well, that's what Hollyweird has been trying to portray.
Well, they have, but have you observed young ladies who have that feeling about themselves?
Yeah, I've seen some, and then I end up having to clean up the mess just because, they end up injuring themselves significantly.
Roger that. We got our first call already. We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dr. Hupp, on your other website, seekingfunction.org,
I had
two questions. The first one, what technology does your website describe about the wand producing vibration, light, and electrical waves when you offer assisted lymphatic therapy or electrolymphatic therapy?
Those have argon gas in the wand. If you're looking for the technology, they look up assisted lymphatic therapy.
I see. And the second question, my chiropractor has a certification of nutrition response testing that has SM after it, which stands for service mark representing services as opposed to TM as in trademark or registered. Any opinions on that therapy? I've gone through it.
And did you experience any change or value from it?
Yes, it's basically you lay down and you hold your arms straight in the air, and depending whether your eyes are open or closed, whether it's the sympathetic or parasympathetic response to your arm locking when vials of food or elements are placed on your belly button. And that helps determine what foods you might have in a be allergic to or have inflammation response.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack on that one. All right, so I don't do that. Even if I were to, evaluate a some type of supplemental nutritional product through the office, it would be in the mouth, because you have neuroreceptors in the tongue that go straight to the amygdala, which is what identifies nutrients. And even then, it wouldn't be seeing if it's, somehow messing with your aura, because really you don't have a sensory in your belly button. So you'd be looking at, potentially an energetic and so forth type of influence on the body. I want to know, what does the brain identify? Because that's where my focus is. My focus is to identify what, is your brain showing need for help, stimulus, support, balance. Okay. I've had people come in where there's a lot of input on one half of the brain and the other half of the brain, it doesn't. So it's about balancing the neurology of the body. But it wasn't to, see what makes you weak per se, as much as it is if there's a muscle that is not facilitated or not staying facilitated, that we support it, through its relationships. For example, your latissimus dorsi, which is the bat wing that comes underneath, the arm, that's related to the pancreas. Your quadriceps, which are the extensors of the legs, those are related to the small intestine. So there may be some times where there's a need to do that. But what was the last point you made on that?
I believe I had some benefit from that technology. The certification and the doctor, I believe, are in Florida, and there's a number of non-degreed, non-licensed medical healthcare providers, so to speak, also that have gone through that program. If I could slip in a...
I can appreciate their intent for that, but it's kind of concerning, when I look at it clinically, because, there's people that will say, oh, I can teach you how to adjust, and they'll put up videos online on how to adjust. And even if you can learn from, how to adjust from watching the video, that video doesn't tell you clinically as a doctor when to adjust and when not to adjust. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. If I could slip in a third question, another health food store provides blood type dieting. It's not an exact science, but based on your blood type, foods to avoid that cause inflammation. Are you aware of that blood type diet?
If I understand it correctly, I believe they're referring to the DeArmo books that were put out. And no, I don't agree with it. They're referring back to, different blood types that, I believe it's the type O is going to be meat eaters and so forth. That's not looking at your biochemical individuality. And so that's what the Dr. C. Scott Huff website, that's one of the things that we would be doing, is identifying what's unique to your biochemistry. Okay, everyone wants to refer to that, oh, my parents have this genetic sequence, and so that's, that's why I have this. Well, that's a great way to pawn something off on somebody else, but when I work with people, I work with them on the principle of personal admittance. In other words, you're acknowledging the accountability of being your own, because everything that you have to where you are today is the culmination of the choices that you've made today, as well as it's a culmination of the choices you haven't made. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the clarity, and have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for the call, Sharon. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Doctor, I was just thinking this morning about some advice you gave me, nutrition related. We've talked about this before, but it bears mentioning probably several times a year. Mm-hmm. Something that will help everybody that you advised me to do, and I've been doing it ever since, is to consume no liquids before, during, or after a meal. Was it a half hour before and 45 minutes after? What was that time that you gave?
In the acute setting, when I was working with someone, and we have identified that there are, digestive imbalances. Since we don't have the in-depth understanding of their biochemistry, one of the things I would have them do is, avoid drinking the water, or fluids per se, in about 30 minutes prior or after, so that way, we're working with trying to maximize their digestive processes.
Right. But, and in layman's terms, it's kind of funny. I remember as a boy, they'd have these antacid commercials when I was a young boy. And it made it sound like hydrochloric acid in your stomach was something really bad. Of course, as a youngster, I didn't know that hydrochloric acid is a natural part of your stomach. But when you consume liquids, you dilute the hydrochloric acid, and that's going to change the whole digestive process, isn't it?
Well, when we look at our current medical paradigm, they tried to imply that people are having too much hydrochloric acid production, or acid production is how they phrase it. And that's why they provide, you know, proton pump inhibitor pills, you know, Zantac, Nexium, so forth. And these are meant to, you know, knock out, you know, any acid production. But what they fail to comprehend is, first, they're saying, well, you're too stressed out. And you're, since you're so stressed out, you know, you're making too much acid. Physiologically, that's impossible. Because for your body to produce hydrochloric acid, one, you don't have a little bladder in your body that holds hydrochloric acid. It would melt it. When you're looking at hydrochloric acid production, you literally have to make a shift in your autonomic nervous system to parasympathetic influence. So the body's calming down. It's called the rest and digest part of the autonomic nervous system. And in turn, you're bringing blood from the extremities to the core to extract hydrogen chloride ions from the bloodstream so that you can make hydrochloric acid. But what they're insinuating or implying is that you're too stressed out. Well, if you're stressed out, you're going to be in more of a sympathetic dominance, the fight or flight. So where does blood go when you're in fight or flight? Definitely not to your core to digest. So it's going to your extremities because you're going to want to outrun the saber-toothed tiger. Right. Not sit there and enjoy a meal with it and take a nap. So when we look at what the person is experiencing, I'm not denying that the person is experiencing an acid reflux or GERD, as they put it. Okay, but what they have to understand is there are neurological and physiological components as to the fact that they're not digesting their food. So you take a dead animal, stick it in a Ziploc baggie with a little bit of moisture and throw it in the sun, what does it do? It rots. And that rotting process is what produces organic acids. That's why when they belch it up, they go, oh, it tastes like that putrid, you know, meat or whatever it was that they were eating. But now that's being conflated with the idea that they're making too much acid, so it's going to burn their esophagus from that. But something has, you know, happened physiologically, neurologically, even anatomically, like a hiatal hernia, okay? And in turn, they're not digesting the food. But the problem is that they're taking this proton pump inhibitor type influence, and it's literally shutting down the digestive process. It's inhibiting any hydrochloric acid production as well as the digestion of the food. Now, the hydrochloric acid that's in the stomach doesn't necessarily directly digest the food. It stages an environment. One, it sterilizes food. So if there are pathogens like parasites and so forth on the food, that helps to sterilize the food so it doesn't, you know, necessarily go to the bowel and take a foothold. Two, when you're looking at that hydrochloric acid, you know, it converts what's called pepsinogen to pepsin in the gut. And that's what breaks down the protein, because you don't break down large protein chains in the small intestine. It's supposed to be broken down in the stomach. And then that also is what helps convert minerals into a more bioavailable form. And then when you're done, you're left over with an acidic, like, toothpaste in the stomach. It's called chyme. That's what signals the lower part of the stomach to release, you know, the contents into the bowel. And that's what stimulates your pancreas to release pancreatic enzymes and bicarbonate. So you can chill out some of that acidity. Two, it stimulates the gallbladder to dump bile so that you can metabolize your fats and stimulate more peristaltic action, wave-like action to move stuff through so that you can move it through the inner tube and poop it out. But you take those proton pump inhibitors, you're inhibiting all that process.
Well, before we move on to our next caller, to summarize your thoughts, and thank you for the scientific explanation, it doesn't cost a penny. Anybody can do it. Consume no liquids 1/2 hour before a meal, during a meal, or 1/2 hour after, and you can have a healthier life. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. If you know a family that would like to escape the contaminated areas back east, there's real estate available at my website, ranging beginning entry level, $79,000 for a three-bedroom, one-bath house, up to larger, more expensive properties at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff. His website is drcscotthuff.com. I say again, drcscotthuff.com. And it looks like we have on hold here, Doctor. We have Maureen in Missouri. Good morning, Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
Maureen, are you there?
Yes.
Hello,
can you
Maureen.
Hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello? Okay. Okay. Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Huff. I'm calling about two things. The first one is I have a dear friend in Texas. She's a young wife and mother, and she took the first COVID shot, but she hasn't taken any other ones. And she knows that there's some things that she can do to negate some of the effects. And she knows the lot number, but she doesn't know who to contact to find out. what she could
when you
do.
Say, when, you, so, when you bring up the question, who to find out what help, you know, how bad what she was taking, what she received, you mean?
Well, she wants to give them her lot number and get suggestions on what kind of supplements or other things that she can do to negate the effects. She's been pretty healthy, but her periods are all messed up, of course, from it. But, you know, she hasn't had any heart attacks or anything, and nobody else has. Anyway, so she probably isn't ever going to have any more kids. She's got two. But anyway, do you know who she would call or contact through the website, email or something, to find out more information what she can do for herself?
Well, in regards to what has happened, one, when you're looking at the batches, there is literally a website called howbadismybatch.com. And, you know, if you have the serial number for what you were injected with, you know, there have been many that have gone through that to go, oh, okay.
Okay.
This batch, you know, was associated with these findings. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what I can, you know, advise from there. As in regards to what specifically is done with her body, there's work that needs to be done there because, yes, she may be having cycle imbalances, but that doesn't tell you all the other things that are going on beneath the surface.
No. No, and she knows that there's other things going on, and she wants to do whatever she can to, you know, live long enough to raise her kids and have a good life. So is there anything else that anybody else she should contact?
Well, if she's earnestly looking to experience change and she's willing to do the work, yes, she could go to the website, you know, that we talked about earlier for drcscotthuff.com.
Yeah.
And
okay.
We could actually talk about that. And we could actually set up a time where we can touch base and figure out if we're on the same page about doing what needs to be done, because if a person wants to change those things, yeah, it has to be individualized. You can't just broad, you know, paintbrush and say, well, everyone take this product and this product and then things will be hunky-dory. There's nothing measured there. Does that make sense?
Well, you brought up a good point. I did last fall try to get on your website and sign up with you, and it kept kicking me off. It was like I'd get on, I'd fill out all the information, answer all the questions, and then I'd get to the end, and then there was nowhere to go with it. I couldn't press an enter button, and it would kick me off. There was nowhere to go but off. Mm. But also, I want to make sure, since it's been last fall, I want to make sure I've got this right. You said drcscotthuff.com, right? Okay,
correct.
Is that drcscotthuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, .com. Okay, I'm going to try again also, because I have mixed connective tissue disease, and I've been taking, hold on, I've been taking MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, plus vitamin C and ginseng and omega-3 for it. And if they take away our supplements, I'm going to be in a wheelchair in constant pain. And I'm trying to get over this. And I think what happened to me was I got the hepatitis B vaccine series back in the early 90s. And I think that's where this came from, because nobody else in my family, no cousins, aunts, uncles, anybody has this mixed connective tissue disease. So I think that's where I got it, because of that shot, the series. Mm. But anyway, that's why I wanted to contact you to find out what kind of what I could do, what kind of regimen I could get on to help, you know, get over this thing. If
well, when you're, again, when we look at, you know, what you're experiencing, you know, the pain that you're experiencing, many times people tend to refer to that as an inflammation. Okay, well, problem with inflammation is it's a generic term. It's kind of like saying automobile. Okay, is it a Hummer, a Vespa, or a Maserati? There's nothing to quantify that, because although, you know, you can have different inflammations, they can be reflective of different systems. So that's what needs to be addressed, is what systems aren't working right. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I'll try again to get on your thing. But if not, I might be calling back and saying, what else can I do to get your attention?
Thank you, Maureen. We appreciate the call.
Thank
we got
you.
A break. We got callers and hold. We're back.
Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. My new webmaster is doing a great job of getting the website all squared away, getting updates posted. And I'm pretty sure that the Cliff High audio report on how, why President Trump did what he did with the COVID vaccination clot shot, clarifying it for me. Thank goodness it's been about 3 years. That should be posted there at my website before the day is over. High-quality products will help you achieve your goal, such as the Harvest-Right freeze-dried equipment, commercial-quality freeze-dried equipment you can install in your home. The Liberator rocket heaters, we'll talk about those the third hour. And, of course, energy cleaners, a wonderful healing device. If you've got arthritis pain, it will help you. You got sleep issues, it will help you. I do something that healthcare professionals simply can't do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. Check them out at my website and place your order for your energy cleaner right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Let's see, Doctor. Our next caller looks like is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dr. Huff, I went on your site, you know, and I filled out the little, you put your email in a little note to you, but I haven't heard back. It's been a while. So did I do that incorrectly?
When you say email, you went through and applied for a consultation?
No, it was like in the site, it said leave, you know, like you, why you were calling, and then I put my email and that I was interested, and but it, nobody responded, so I don't know if I did it incorrectly or.
Okay, I guess the first question, and I didn't get to ask even the last person, Maureen, is, you know, are you doing it on a phone or are you doing it on a computer?
On my phone.
Okay. Phones don't usually work very well for that. So, you know, and if you don't have a computer yourself, then, you know, what I would advise is even public library, you can use, you know, a computer to use that information that's there. But the WordPress that you utilize there doesn't do so well on phones. So my encouragement would be if you're going to utilize the website, do it from a computer. Whether it's a PC or Mac isn't consequential. It's just needs to be from a computer, but not a phone.
Okay, because I don't always have, I don't drive anymore. I don't have a lot of access to other places. So, and so anyway, my mobility is to get somewhere is limited. So the web on the phone doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work very well, because what you're looking at is that most websites, when you're doing them on the phone, don't require interaction. You're looking at, you know, contact or apply for consultation. Yeah, you're actually interacting with the website to have to submit information from it. And so that's why it works best to do that from a, you know, computer. Or even if you, you know, hook up your like an iPad to your tethered to your phone, from the internet, from your phone, that can still be more beneficial than trying to do it from a phone just because of the way that they're designed.
Okay. All right. That'll be a while because I can't. But anyway, thank you. But I had one question.
Sure.
Within the last month, I've had several stressful things come up. In fact, one went to the hospital because I got real dizzy. Okay, but there's other issues besides medical. But now I'm experiencing, and I, out of the blue, I can't sleep. I'll be sitting in my chair, and I'll just start sweating. I went up just a minute ago. I went and got my waffle and got all jittery. And they've done blood work, and they say we can't find anything, and I have an inkling what it might be, but I was going to see what you thought.
Well, unfortunately, your inkling has, because you have a lot of the personal information, which, you know, provides more context. And I don't know that you're looking to provide all the context, you know, that would be necessary to discern or at least have an idea to create a hypothesis, because that's what you need to do, is create a hypothesis of which direction to go. But to do that, it requires context. And that context is, you know, your biochemical individuality, your environmental inputs. There's a lot of it that goes into that. It's not to say it's impossible. It's just we wouldn't be able to do that, you know, here over, you know, the airwaves, because we don't have access to that information. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because what you described could be any number of things. It could be, you know, blood sugar handling issues. It could be blood pressure issues. Could be pH issues in the body. The list is quite extensive, and, you know, it's not of any value to just, you know, throw a dart and we don't even know if we're facing the damn barn wall. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that's why we would do the, you know, the consult to actually, you know, get ideas of, okay, would this be a good fit? Good. Then, you know, let's see if we can, you know, square up to do a, comprehensive case review to evaluate, and create a hypothesis. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's why I was trying to get you through my phone, but just to be honest, I won't be able to do the computer for a while, so that's why I was trying to email you, or however that was. So I don't know if there's any other way, but if not, I'll have to wait, because I don't have a computer, and getting there right now is a little difficult to the library. So that's okay. And
gotcha.
And a report for John Watts for you too, but one of my friend's daughter just died suddenly in her 30s. She had 4 kids in her house. She just collapsed.
Tragic.
And she had the vaccine. And
do you have any idea how many boosters she had? Do you have any idea?
No, because I don't know her personally.
Okay.
But it's sad because my friend just told me about it, and I mean, how tragic. And so
it is. It is.
But see, and the problem is they don't say what. They just say, oh, we don't know what happened. Well, I think some people do know now what happened, but they don't want to say.
Well, I'm kind of seeing that across the board, sadly.
I know, it's sad. So anyway, all right, I'm going to pray about my trying to get help from you. I'll figure this out. Okay.
Maybe you can get a friend to, loan you a computer or bring a computer over to you. Might be another idea. Just an idea.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Deborah. Right. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Dave in New York.
Hello. Good morning, Dr. Huff and John.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay, good. When we have a new treatment that comes out, we hear that it works. Is that a sufficient measure for you to use it in your practice? That's kind of like obvious. Okay. Listen,
load the question.
People are using this statement that it works. When Dr. Horowitz was on John's show, I remember hearing him say, and funny, I just tuned in at the time when he said it, in his master's education, he was taught to do a risk-benefit analysis. Well,
yes.
That seems to be universally accepted by everybody on both sides of the vaccine question and everything, a risk-benefit analysis. So if we want to get energy, we find out nuclear energy can provide lots of energy. So we try it out on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It didn't work out too well. Well, they built some power plants over there, and then a tsunami hit in Fukushima. Didn't work out too well there. I think the costs were greater than the benefits for those people in those two instances. But there's a wand technology, and I don't have any conclusion on this. I'm investigating it. I wrote a 500-page thesis. I don't come to conclusions quickly when we don't have the data, So there's many reports, and this is hearsay from people to me.
Yep.
No one who I actually personally know, but many reports of very positive results from this Pryphi TerraCare wand that is claimed to emit a wide band of terahertz radiation. Now, I spoke to someone named Steve, who is a genius, and John knows this fellow. He said that, listen, it's producing all these frequencies. We don't know what each specific frequency is doing to the body. And I had some concerns, and some other people had some concerns, and I look up some articles, and one article says that terahertz radiation unzips DNA because it can, the forces, it's right in the range of the energy of the forces that hold DNA together. So it can excite and break those van der Waals and hydrogen bonds. Secondly, terahertz radiation causes demethylation of DNA. Demethylation was observed in melanoma cells, and they're talking about the damage caused by terahertz radiation in that article. Another article, terahertz radiation can disrupt proteins in living cells. Well, So I think there could be some negative effects of this, and it's been suggested by myself particularly that this could be a Trojan horse. Now, there was a caller who called early in the show. You know, Trojan horse looks great on the outside, and if we say it works, our 50 IQ person will accept it. But it didn't work out too well. And so I don't know about this. I don't know what the real dangers are. I think if I had a serious problem and this thing was likely to work on it, I'd probably do it because the pain is too great. That's my where I'm at with it myself. So, and Pierre Corey has said that with people who are recovering, who's getting to recover, he and many others in Europe, he says, and this is hearsay again, without any real great data, that they had some relapse in their healing process, but I don't think it killed anybody. So, so what are your thoughts? We need to do a risk benefit analysis, and we need to just decide whether we want to use it ourselves. What are your comments, Dr. Huff?
Well, first question I always ask is by what metric are they measuring when they say change? You know, my experience changed. Is it just, you know, I feel better? Because field isn't necessarily as quantitative as, you know, actually measuring something. Now, when you're dealing with energy frequency, whether it be EMF, high, low sound frequencies, you name it, those things can have influence on the body, but that doesn't mean that's what that person needs, too. That doesn't mean that it's benefiting them, you know, too. That doesn't mean it's not also creating some kind of damage, just like any supplemental product out there. Just because they say, oh, we found in research that taking this product, you know, is beneficial for X, Y, and Z. Well, you know, you weren't part of that study, so you don't know if that's even a need that your body has. Okay. So when I look at the metrics, you know, I would need to be able to measure, you know, what the body's doing and doing with that. Okay. Great example. I work with people on, first and foremost, changing their environmental inputs. And the environmental inputs that you have to change if you're looking to get better are air, water, light, sound, EMFs, and food. Okay, so the two that would be relevant to what you're talking about, sound and EMFs, yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. But it's not just saying, hey, I'm going to go through and scour the internet and change everything that I have relative to that because that's what the internet says. There's a lot of noise and confusion on the info space. So it's about identifying what specifically you have in your environment. Two, how does it affect you? Great example. When we were working on EMFs with a patient, and we went through and recorded, you know, for a dirty electricity. You understand, on the basal aspect, what a sine wave is, correct?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, a sine wave. It's what you learn in algebra and so forth, and that's what your electricity goes up and down on an oscilloscope. Well. That wave-like action should be less than 25 on the measurement, you know, from an outlet. Okay, we were getting, you know, levels of 300, 700, and over, you know, 2,500. But what was most scary was that one of the outlets, when we plugged into it, you could hear a radio station. And that was right next to the master bed. Okay, and you can't see it, smell it, or taste it, but that was there. But it's not just what is there. The next question is now what does that do to the body? Because that can even change the voltage in the body. Ooh. But you see, it's about having, you know, the wherewithal to be able to measure these things. I'm a big proponent of quantify, qualify, measure, and monitor.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so what you're telling me, Dr. Huff, is that if we want to evaluate this, let's get the effects that people are claiming, and let's have a quantitative measure of some sort on the change that they're seeing. And that's only looking at the benefit patients. Side of the equation. We don't know if this thing is changing your DNA. I mean, what did the shot do? The shot had benefits, mild benefits. It had benefits, but it had detriments. So it's God's body. It's God's temple. It's your choice. That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
And I'm looking into it with Price scientists. I'm going to contact them through the guy who's the head, pretty much the head over us. He said, go talk to them, because he's not a scientist. And so to drill down and find out what's going on, it's going to take some work. It's not easy. you know?
Sure.
Not easy. Yeah.
Well, I'll look into what I can in regards to the terahertz wand phenomenon, and maybe we can meet up again down the road and, you know, touch base more on that.
Okay.
Sure.
Dave,
well, I can forward you
homework,
some
get back with
information, too.
Appreciate
Thanks.
That. Okay, we got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. Oh, no, we don't. We got a caller on hold. We got BJ in Kansas. And we have our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Stay strong.
You're listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. Our last caller here, Doctor, is BJ in Kansas. Good morning, BJ.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, I would love to thank the doctor for his talk about cholesterol medicine and side effects. That was a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened, and I took advice. I had a test, and shortly after that, I took it to my naturopath, Cairo, before I saw, you know, I had an appointment with my doctor. And he looked at me and he says, that's fine. And then I had a nurse friend look at it and goes, well, that looks good. My doctor called him soon after, wanted to put me on cholesterol medicine. And I said, no, I'm fine. Thank you. I got that taken care of. And we had another experience like this about bone scan. And my chiropractor and naturopath is an Ironman. I'm an ex-marathon runner, but I now am an all-year-round cyclist, and I work out. And I showed my report to my naturopath, and he goes, wow, your bone density test looks pretty good for your age. He goes, I know you work out. And I said, yep, you better do. And then my doctor's called me and wanted to send me to a bone specialist. Isn't that something?
Well, whenever you get an opinion, get a second opinion.
I'm sorry, what? Try that again, please.
I said, whenever you get an opinion, in other words, someone says, this is my diagnosis, mm-hmm. always get a second opinion.
Oh, yeah. 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 But your advice about the side effects of cholesterol medicine was great. Wonderful.
Well,
I listen to you.
My privilege.
Yeah. Now I got one more question. That's it.
Okay.
I am unvaxxed. And everyone I meet has been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, the topic is dating shedding. So I've kind of stayed away from people. I'll have coffee with them, but that's about it. What do you know about shedding?
Oh, that's another rabbit hole we could go down, but I believe we have a commercial.
We're out of time. It'll be 2 weeks. The doctor will be back in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And
all right.
Hopefully we can revisit this topic. Doctor, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
Okay, we've got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Brady with Liberated Rocketeers. We'll be right back.
Talk to you later, John.
Okay, thank you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.